I'm very thankful for the organizer for this conference for Martin for this story to it. And I'm going to talk about the sovereignty, state sovereignty, polarity, and sovereignty as well. Before that, I want to make clear if I'm the only lawyer in this forum. That's possible. Maybe you're wondering where the others are. I will tell you. But be sure that some are trying to hide also some states, and some others are trying to bring it because we don't know. Therefore, I'm here because I feel that I owe, I have an obligation to inform victims on the wars. Some states, some people, or Donbas and Gaza, and in Kiev, because the parents are making bad choice. Actually, in terms of polarity and the sovereign state, the state generally, through the perspective of international law, carries the monopoly of violence beyond these borders. If the monopoly of violence is carried beyond borders, the international law comes out. And the international law asks the reasons and the possible outcomes. Actually, when states bring the violence beyond the borders and make a call international arena, we need other states to stop this. Otherwise, they will see no harm to expand their areas of influence. And in some cases, some colonial group of states come together and bring the violence as allies. This time, we need allies of other states to stop this violence. Therefore, if the question is multipolarity, we should name the perilous situation or the danger itself in another way. The danger is not only unipolarity. The danger is more than this. Because if the governments try to shut people's mouth up, it is authoritarianism. But if the governors suppress the others to give consent to their views, it is totalitarianism. So we are facing a global totalitarianism effect. That's why we need multipolarity. Otherwise, people all the world and states cannot stay even neutral to conflicts because there's always a continued pressure on the states to join the conflicts, to get in the conflicts, or to get in enforcement procedures on behalf of the wrongdoers and on behalf of the aggressors. That's the part of my main topic. I had a wrong speech, but I answered it, and this is the abstract part. If you have a question,